You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
You tell us your problem and we'll tell you the solution. Or we'll try. What we'll do is we'll open it up to our listeners. This one is screaming for listener participation. I asked her, I said, do you want us to change your name? She goes, nope, you can call me by my name. My name is Diana. You can call me that.
All right.
Hi, boys. Jeremy, let me show you. It's got the Z.
Z. Holla.
Hi, boys. I have a question for the listeners. Why is not allowing children at weddings such a thing now? When my husband and I got married 15 years ago, we would have never dreamed of not allowing children at the wedding. Now, she writes, all my younger cousins are getting married, and the last three have said, no children. She says, this is especially tricky for us because they are all out of town, and we don't know people to babysit our kids out there. One of my cousins had to fly her aunt in from Texas to babysit her children so she could be maid of honor in a wedding where children weren't allowed. Diana says, I'm frustrated with being punished for having children by the nuptial aristocracy. That is such a funny phrase. I'm just curious what the thinking is behind not allowing children at weddings that should be a celebration of families coming together. And then she puts, love you boys, exclamation point. Merrily miffed mommy.
All right.
Diana.
So no kids, huh?
No kids at weddings.
Sounds
more and more
nice.
Weddings.
That's so kind of nice. Awesome. Well, it gets expensive, like inviting everybody and their kids, too. You have to pay for the meals and I don't know.
But
I'm against it. Bring the kids.
You're a parent.
Yeah, I'd love you. Yes, totally the sitter thing. You're not going to have anybody to watch your kids. And really, there's nothing cuter than seeing those little girls in their pretty little dresses and the boys in their little tuxes out on the dance floor during the reception. It's pretty darn cute.
Yeah.
And the grandparents out there dancing with the little kids. And come on, it's a celebration of family and unity. And you're leaving the little ones out? That's crazy talk. Crazy. But I'm sure you're for it.
I'm for it.
Yeah.
Two reasons. One.
Well, just in general, like leave your kids at home everywhere.
No, two reasons. One, here's my thinking on it. This is, you know, couples these days go through so much planning these ding-dang weddings, right? And they're putting thousands and thousands.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Many times tens of thousands of dollars into it. And then suddenly you've got Diana's kids may be the most perfectly behaved kids on the planet. But let's open up the realism jar here. How many other people's kids are well behaved? And you got all of this, supposedly the happiest day of the year for this bride. And you've got, you know, a 2-year-old who's screaming its head off, you know, during the vows and everything. I totally understand why people are like, I don't want your misbehaving kids at an adult thing. And I think that's my second point. A 3-year-old doesn't understand what's going on anyway. It's not like taking them to Disney on Ice, right? It's not like taking them to see some animated Pixar movie.
Although I was just at Disney on Ice with some 3-year-olds, I don't think they knew what was going
they
on.
They don't, right, exactly. But at least they're a little bit close. So at least there's something to dazzle
like,
their eyes.
Right.
You know, there's animated characters
or
big fluffy.
Yeah, but I think kids know family, and they know a party when they see one.
Yes, for about 3 minutes, and then they're over it. It's not a kid affair.
Well, so am I at a wedding.
Dude, don't even get me started.
About 3 minutes, I'm like, all right, I get it. Can I go?
But at least I can go to the bar.
And occasionally I scream out during the vows. No! So, I mean, but what's worse, these rowdy kids at the reception or your drunk uncle that's getting wasted at the bar and falling all over everybody and falling into the cake? I mean, what's worse?
Something a little entertaining
there
about
there is. It's like you
could
go
uncle.
Either way. Sometimes the adults will be more poorly behaving than the kids.
So you're on Diana's side?
I totally am. Yeah.
What'd she call them? Their cousins. I'm on the cousin's side.
It's a celebration of family.
It's one of those things where if it's your kids, you're like, what? I can't bring my kids. But if you're somewhere else and people don't have their kids, you're like, thank God they didn't bring their kids.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So I'm on the side of the, if you want to, look, I'm not saying all weddings need to be that way, but I think you should honor and respect if someone says no kids. I don't think you should complain about
it. It is an expense. I will give you that. It is an expense.
All right. So let's go first with Amanda, who's been holding the longest. Good morning, Amanda. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Five Call says it all. What do you think about this?
Well, we got married July 2016, and we decided not to have kids except for Ring Bear and Flower Girl, mainly because my family's huge, and if we invited everyone we want to, it'd be over 40 children. And
holy cow.
I just didn't want 40 kids at my wedding, you know.
Yes, like I could totally see it in that circumstance. That's 40 extra meals that you have to buy.
Well, and it's almost like trying to corral. Can you imagine corralling 40 kids?
They'd be everywhere. It's like a daycare.
That's exactly what we thought. And my thinking was, I'm like, we're kind of like paying for moms and dads to have a night out. Like, it's on us and, you know,
right.
Take the night off.
I get it in your circumstance. That's like way excessive.
Amanda, I'm glad you called. You go have a great day, okay?
Bye,
you
Amanda.
Too.
Thank
Bye.
You and congratulations on your nuptials. Here's Clint. Good morning, Clint. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. So good. What do you say?
I'm on Diana's side. So, in my opinion, as a parent, you have an obligation to be considerate of those around you. And if you're at a wedding with kids that are making a scene, throwing a fit, take them outside. And if that's the biggest problem people are going to have with kids at the wedding, then that's the parent's responsibility to take care of their kids.
I got another thought that came to me during the break. Here's another way of looking at it, though. As I play devil's advocate to your response, when you invite people to a wedding and they're with little kids and they have to, like you're talking about, take the kids outside, keep up with them at the reception, they got to sit there and make sure that they're not spilling this or that. Then as the bride and groom, you don't really get to spend quality time with the adults who are there because they're busy managing their kids. Does that make sense?
Well, as a bride and groom there, I mean, yeah, it totally makes sense. But on the other side of it, the bride and groom is so busy socializing, especially if it's a large wedding. Like, who's to say they're going to get quality time with them at the wedding anyway?
You're not going to get quality time with anybody at the wedding. It's so busy. And you can make that same argument for the elderly grandparents there, too.
Right. Oh,
the exact same argument. I mean, really, if you think about it, God bless the elderly, but they're spilling stuff and making a scene, too.
Clint, I'm glad you called. Thank you for your feedback on this.
Bye, Clint.
You bet, guys. Have a good one.
You as well. Well, we're tied 1-1. Here's Monica. Good morning, Monica. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I say no kids. My fiance and I are planning our wedding, and we had nearly 50 kids. So we asked our family and friends what they thought, and they said no to kids, too. They want a night off. They want to have fun and drink with our friends and our family.
See, again, when you get into those numbers, though, I totally get it. But say you're a family with, like, 3 or 4 or 5 kids. I mean, 50 additional people, I mean, that's up in your venue space, your food numbers, your drink numbers. I totally get that.
Well,
and that was cutting kids, too. I mean, at first, we had even more than that. So we cut our wedding down, and then it was still 50 kids, which is an awful lot.
So you had to cut other kids? What was your criteria for cutting the kids?
Not cutting the kids, cutting family.
Oh, just cutting family. Okay. I thought you were cutting kids. You're like, Timmy's a monster.
Cutting kids, cutting family.
You do have to do that, and that's one of the most stressful parts of wedding planning for couples.
It is.
It's the hurt feelings that you're going to get.
That's part of the reason my wedding was postponed a year, because the internal family fighting of some of the cuts we had to make.
Monica, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
You too, boy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Monica. And then there was Shauna. Hi, Shauna.
Hello. How are you?
We're so good. So what do you think?
I believe out of respect for the bride and the groom, you need to follow their protocol. And if they say no kids, absolutely no kids. There's a time and a place, and that is not the time or the place if they do not wish that.
Well, I don't think it's a question of if it says no kids. I mean, you obviously, then you can't bring your kids.
Yeah, you can't be militant.
The question is, should people put that on an invitation in the first place?
Absolutely. And I have a friend that's getting married this summer, and I think the way she's doing it is absolutely good. She's saying, you know, no kids, but she's offering daycare at the venue that you can call and arrange and tell them how many kids that are going to be.
That's pretty darn slick.
That is a fantastic idea.
Uh-huh. That's really good.
Oh, that's
She's rocking it.
Well, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
I just don't know if putting it on the invitation is the right thing to do. I kind of feel like that's a phone call. Like, you send the invitation to your sister and be like, hey, by the way, it's just for you and your husband and I'm
you
sorry.
Call everybody
like you call everybody that has a kid just to kind of explain.
Hmm.
It kind of eases the blow. It kind of eases it, though.
You know, but many weddings have 100 to 150 people. That's 100 voicemails you have to leave because nobody answers their phone.
Or 100 texts.
How she put it on the invitation was this is an adult event. However, for those of you who have children and would like to bring them, I am offering this babysitting.
That's very tasteful.
That's really good.
I like it, Shauna. Thanks for being on the show.
Great. Thank you.
Appreciate it. And time for one more. It's Maddie. So I predicted it would be 4-1 in favor of no kids.
No kids, yeah.
And we're at 3-1. Maddie, what do you think?
I think no kids. I'm actually getting married next year, and we have asked for no kids unless you're coming from out of town. Then, I mean, we said that you can bring your kids at that point, because if you're flying in for this, then I understand.
Yeah.
Boy, that's touchy, though. Then everyone that has kids is going to be like, what the hell?
How come we don't get to bring ours? If you thought about, what do you think about that daycare idea, providing daycare?
I loved that idea, and I looked into it, but there's at the venue that we're going to have, there's not really an extra room to do that with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
well, that's a bummer, but that is a good idea, though.
I'm glad you called, Maddie. Yeah, go have a great day,
bye,
okay?
Maddie.
Thank you. You too.
Congratulations.
Bye. Man. So no kids won, right?
4-1.
Jeez.
People said no. You know, it's just, look, there's a time and a place for dogs and for kids. There's nothing wrong with dogs and kids, but people get militant, like, I'm going to take my dog anywhere, or I'm going to take my kids anywhere. And sometimes people just want to say, look, I want an adult outing tonight. And so you can't get butthurt about it.
Right. I hope I don't ever get invited to a wedding for the rest of my life, ever again.
Well, that's
honestly
a whole other show.